A. Loudermilk, in his book Strange Valentine, says poet Denise Duhamel, weaves unforgettable narratives and tender lyrics in seamless and surprising vision. A. Loudermilk, who lives in Northampton, Massachusetts, won the Crab Orchard Series in Poetry First Book Award, reason enough to read from it approaching the new year, a fresh and interesting voice on today's Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander. Inheritance. My mother's duty, some polecat heirloom, to never quite lounge, gold-leaf bruises upside her cheek. So lovely, no one dared to look. My mother is gone, and all over my father's house I drape apology, bathe face down deep in gun-powdered roses, rich with meat grease. Getting it done. Strictly his son. The secret, cold, quiet, a flotsam stock on the stove. Mother is gone, and all over my father's house I hide her jewelry, her words unbroken. On the last day of her life she died, left me, a verb inside a noun, the will to matter without speaking. Agoraphobia. Little man winter in the wax paper apron, summer needs gagging quick while the hot plane of its face is still turned away. Curtains pin themselves here by noon, shadows solder these rooms. The strongest lamp bulbs have broken their filaments. When the macaw on its black cage stretches its clipped wings, the sound of feathers startles me, like the whole house breathing out in a rush, like someone cracked the door. Close the door is mother. Open the door is father. Strange Valentine, 2. The last thing you did was leave abruptly, gone like Valentine's Day. Yet even it'll return with or without you, throbbing and wagging its red finger at the lonely. Lonely was the first thing you told me. Winter hitchhiker dressed for a long walk home, you've got no number to give me, and I've no way to find you in the woods, where you, all alone, hold everything I don't know about you. She hardly ever says a word. Weakness has no lilt, really, no fainting spells, no housebroken eclipse, no wild sighs into handkerchiefs. A baby sprawled open, all plush and nap-fattened. His strength comes through like teeth, quietly. These rooms are asleep, the pipes not speaking, water rests in their elbows, silently. She pins up her hair, fanatical crown of Pentecostal cursive, and wheels her unsung tongue over underbite. 30 crooked birds perched in a shut place. They sing only of things too fragile to hold in your pocket. While the Pentecostal men are in their cars, a fantasy. The women beat light by half an hour, 24 waders in the river at dawn. They wash away the clothes of miscarried daughters, fathom the mud again, and shawls according to water. The women unpin their hair, and the water stops rolling. They pin up again their hair, and the river, pinned up, goes to church. Drama, too. There was something I was supposed to do. Not shut the door to our room, not hang your shirts on a sad line, not sleep. No, it's not the watch broke, just the band. I wish you were here to remind me. Every dandelion has been plucked from the yard, bouquet enough to be held by a clothespin. There was something we never did tell each other. Today's poems on the Poet's Weave are by A. Loudermilk. I am Jenny Kander.